Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hey, I like my opening song. I have to tell my brother to tweak it so it's a little longer. Good morning, and welcome. Welcome to what? Looking for my Give a Fuck episode 55. I love that number, 55, you guys. 55 episodes, give or take about, what, 5 or 6? Oops. However, consistency is key. Again, welcome. In brief, if you're not familiar with, or this is the first time you're listening to my show, I'm sorry. No. No, it's a good show. I'm just a little off. But anyway, my name is Shirley Shepherd. I'm the host of the show Looking for My Give a Fuck. And it comes from, and it's based on some of the learnings that my brother provided me with when he gave me this book called A New Earth Awakening of Your Life's Purpose by Eckhart Tolle. And I talk about that every show, about where it came from and how it started, you know, this new revelation in our family of discussion, because again, my family's liberal, I'm a conservative, and in fact, later in the show, I'll tell you about the conversation I have with my brother and my mom over, I think it was Thursday. Ooh, it was tough. It was a real tough one. But again, it was really about how this came about was simply when I'm home or when I'm around people that have different views, especially, hold on. Okay, especially when it's political, and I have a family that's very, very educated and into politics like never before, but they're really, really serious about their liberal. No, wait, what are they? You know, they're Democrats. There you go. But anyway, stepping in and allowing a new voice in a house that is embedded with, you know, Democrats and Democrat thought process and we shall overcome and the fight for and this and that has really been a tough road. I mean, I joke about it weekly, but it's very, very hard because I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. What you're seeing when it comes to Donald Trump, it's neither of those things. It's really about the law. And when I point that out, I get in a lot of trouble here. But I'm not going to go into that too much right now, that is. But a lot of times I really would love people. And, you know, I guess it would be hard to do because it's even hard for me, a person that's been in the legal profession for almost 30 plus years, to even realize what is really happening. But I'll give you a hint. Everything you see regarding Donald Trump and his co-conspirators, which seems to be everyone in Washington, D.C. plus, you know, take the faces off, because with all due respect, the law will change after they are found not guilty, because the law has this thing, these things called elements. And a lot of these crimes that Trump and his co-conspirators have been accused of, they're missing elements. And if you need 10 elements to charge someone, and this person came up with 9.5, that person can't necessarily be charged. However, it's hard for people that are not in the legal profession to understand that. But what I'm getting at is once they go through this process, which is the legal profession and the law, you can best believe they're going to make it easier and easier to come at, not Donald Trump, but us, not black people, all people. Okay, so I need people to, if it's hard to ask, but you please need to look at it. Look at Donald Trump just as your mother, your brother, your sister, your cousin, it doesn't matter, you know, and think about it. Would this be fair? And then realize that it wouldn't be fair what they're doing per se. Legally, with the legal elements, it's not fair. But again, once it's all done, it's going to be easier to come at us. And I'm really didn't know I was going to say those things, but this morning when I got up, there was a magazine on my mom's table, and it's the ACLU magazine. It says Future Forward, a new generation of attorneys and activists, and charting a path for progress. Excuse me, this is 2023. What, with all due respect, that's cute, but shouldn't we have already charted it? Shouldn't we have already conquered some of this stuff? Shouldn't we have already swam, with all due respect, in Alabama, swam to the defense of others? Then why am I looking at this magazine with ACLU talking about the new generation is going to be the generation that's going to save us? Okay, that's good, but what do you mean save us? Where have we been? That says a lot. It says here, frontline, defending democracy. What the hell does that mean? Okay, and this is a very ACLU. I believe they're very liberal. Jury justice: 25% of eligible Black residents in Manhattan have been disqualified from jury service. A class action suit challenges that. Okay. The fight for abortion rights. Okay. Building better futures. Okay. I mean, I'm just looking, these are articles. Now, this is a really heavy-duty article. Again, this is completely off topic, but I guess it just needs to be said. It's a great article with a gentleman, older gentleman. He has gray hair, a beard, and he has his hand like on his cheek, kind of looking out the window per se, like, what the fuck, right? Or what has happened to me? Well, the article reads, or the title of the article is The Justice Lab, a small team of the ACLU of Louisiana has brought together country's best legal minds to mount a defense for some of the most invisible victims of police brutality and living survivors. Y'all just brought this team together? Another little piece here. Same state. Louisiana has the highest rate of police officers to residents of any state and the highest incarceration rate in the country. It has the highest number of police officers and the highest rate of incarceration, and we're just dealing with that in 2023. The Justice Lab The Justice Lab is bringing us together to a future where Black Americans can simply exist without constant fear of violence. Then there's an article about the asylum of immigrants and all that. Okay. And then they have these great articles regarding the Future Forward. Talks about these new attorneys, and one is Armenian, looks like, one's African, and we have a couple of Hispanics, and of course we have the Black gentleman I was telling you about, Mr. Campbell. And he's like, you know, I used to be a teacher before I became a lawyer. I'm about to make some change. And then Voices, it says here, our future, our vote. Okay. Oh, the very last page says, a lifelong fight for abortion rights. Promoting reform, finding recovery. Okay. This is why I have decided that I was going to get on a different path. That's a great magazine, but that magazine that are just, the ACLU, they do a lot of stuff. You guys know that American something, something league. My question there is, if you were to read that, do you think we haven't done anything? Do you think that we are still overcoming? No. We've kicked ass, whooped ass, continue to do hard work. We're lawyers, we're doctors, we're scientists, we're inventors, all these things and more. And sometimes I have noticed certain political parties would rather we be of the future. Maybe we're still here. Let's give you some money so you can still fight a fight that hasn't been out. Come on. So that's some of the arguments. Not argument. Those are discussions I've had with my mom over the weekend. Because we were talking about the new, indictment. I heard of, I heard a joke that said, Trump's been indicted for like, 91, 92. crimes, right? I think it was D.L. Hughley said once he gets 100, he gets a free car wash. That was fun and be. Okay, I know you guys are like, what? I didn't realize until 2 minutes before I started the show how a lot of times everyone's talking about the future of, we never really honor where we are. We never really think about, well, how do I say it? Okay, go back. My mother and I and my brother were talking over the weekend regarding the indictment. No, Thursday, I do apologize. And I was just telling her the truth about the legal stuff, which people were not really trying to hear. And my mother got really mad, and she starts yelling at me, and, oh, you know, you think you know everything. This is bullshit. And I was just like, oh, my God, I'll never say a word. All I'm saying is that, you know, we got to do some, you know, if Trump gets off, it's not about Trump. It's about this. It's about that. You know, I'm really trying to move forward. And she just cursed me. And I said, you know, you can't have it both ways. You can't be emotional and then, you know, be one of thinking forward. I mean, at some point, we got to wrap these things all together. I want to hear your struggle, and we need to know what's going on now so that we can keep pushing forward. But you keep going back, talking about somebody has to be right here. He has to go down. Well, he's not, possibly because of the law. So let's get off our feelings, and let's, you know, boom. So I got cursed out. In fact, I was asked to leave the living room. It was hot, so we were all in the living room. So my brother wrote me a text after that. And again, this is what the premise of this show was about, looking for my give a fuck. And it was about having hard conversations. And for me, not only to find who I am and stand in that truth, but to also take on some serious family discussions. And this was the second discussion at this level since the show started. So my brother afterwards, I said, okay, Mom, I won't say anything. You know, good luck. You know, you guys, I'll just keep it to myself. So my brother writes this. Our mother was 16 years old when Emmett Till was murdered. The civil rights movement was about justice, love, hate, violence, and redemption. The element of emotion intertwined with all of the above. My guess is that on some level, Mom may feel that our social or political situation invalidates the work her generation put in. Hence, the emotional response to objective and analysts. Don't take it personally. She can only hear what she hears. And an objective viewpoint concerning anything close to the orange menace will always bring an emotional response. I'm not sure that this is a remedy. I believe that the conversation must be had, even at the expense of a couple of ruffling feathers. Your analysis, though, through the prisms of the law, actually says what it is. It means what it means, and it's invaluable, and it must continue. My response was, "No, I'm good. I'm going to write a book." I did. I'm saying, "I'm going to write a book." Where do I get my smarts from? My brother. And again, I think we have to put these into consideration, but I wasn't able to sit down and talk to my mother even after my brother wrote this to me, because he, again, some of the words here was that, you know, all the fighting, everything that she did, Emmett Till, she was 16. That's a very pivotal, you know, premise in one's life, right? As a young teenager, seeing a black man, I believe he was, we don't need to go into that right now. But what he said is that the emotion and all that, my mother could not get past going, okay. She maybe have felt that I didn't properly validate her, you know, sacrifices. That's not true. But how do we bring that together? Well, we bring it together by having these hard conversations and then having a great brother that led me to this book and led me to the show come together and say, hey, here's what she sees. But you need to keep fighting, whether she hears it or not. And then what did I do? I shut it down. Boom. Now I write a book. We'll work on that next week. Anyway, Mary's on the line. We're going to do a little shifting here. Mary's on the line, and I need to open her mic. And, you know, if you're – Mary, I'm going to open your mic because I wanted to tell you something. So if you can't talk, that's fine, or mute yourself. You know how that works. But your mic is open. Okay, shifting. Before I talk about the terrible weather in California, I must say last week, Mary did a show and she started talking, I think it was last week, Mary, and she was talking about some left-hand bullshit, right? And I was like, oh, because she's left-handed. She's very proud of that. And she went into several minutes of her show about the greatness of being left-handed. I was like, really? Oh my God. I'm like, I text her. I'm like, oh my God, And she's like, well, don't, you know, hey, chill out. It does. It's going somewhere. And I'm like, whatever. And then after that, we had technical difficulties. And I even think her show was abruptly ended. However, let me tell you how a little bit of bullshit information can go a long way. I'm on the phone with an adjuster, I think a couple days after that, and the adjuster said, please, please hold on a minute. I'm left-handed, and all these documents are right-handed, and they change my stuff around, and I can't get it together. I said, you're left-handed? She's like, yeah. She said, I'm really sorry. And she's like, got in. I know, fuck you. And I said, well, did you know yesterday was left-handed? I was like, well, my friend did this damn show about left-handed, and we laughed, and it gave her time to adjust her new system, and it was just very, she said, I'm so left-handed, I got to turn my world upside down. And I said, well, you know, like over the weekend, I guess it's left-handed day, whatever, and she smiled, and I said, my friend did a whole show about it, listened to the show, and she laughed. So when you think people are giving you information that it's stupid per se, because there apparently you were saying this left-handedness has something to do with possibly, you know, illnesses, but before she got to that point, I was talking shit. So anyway, Mary, I stand kind of corrected. This poor left-handed woman was so happy to hear that there was a day that understood her struggle, and that I gave her, as she was getting her shit in order, I gave her time with history, and we got things done. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. So you gave her some right-handed grace. See, that's how we got to get along in this right-hand dominated world.
Oh, my God. She was so worried. It's like she must have walked in. Okay, wait. I do have another left-handed story. I have a friend. He's a musician. And it was a big, big concert. And his drummer, the drummer for the group, got real sick 15 minutes before the show. The drummer's drum set was set up as a right-handed drummer. And this person had to go in and had no time to undo the drums, whatever, and had to play the whole, for 90 minutes or more as a left-handed drummer on a, you know, drums that were set up for right hand, man,
and
knocked it out. Yes, and you know who I'm talking about. Girl killed it. And the only thing is, I remember going, man, it looks like the way you were, you know, doing it. And that's when I finally understood that he was left-handed. Well, that the drums were set up. But anyway, yes. Yeah, so you left-handed people are incredible. So I'm very proud to know you.
Yes, we are. you
anyway,
you right-handers aren't so bad yourself.
Thank you very much. Well, how are you? How's everything?
I'm good. I went to sleep early, got some good rest. I went to sleep like I was 80 at 9 o'clock last night.
Me too.
Got some good
girl,
rest.
Hey, what's with that?
Ready for
me
the day.
Me too. Well, I want everyone to know, well, again, Mary, honor the left-handed person. And by the way, if you guys were listening to her show last week, everything was kind of crazy with Blog Talk, even with my show. So I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk, but we apologize. This week, everything went well. Mary, just a heads up. I had to download my shows individually. And in this particular show bracket, it was like 55 shows. It still took me about, I would say, 45 minutes. So I don't know how it does, because you're on the network. You might be able to click and download them all at once. If not, you got some work to do, because it was time-saving.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have to download them. I have to download them individually as well, because I only want to download my shows. So if I download the network, then I'm downloading all of the network shows.
But, you know, you might be able to filter out. Double check it, though. I mean, if not, okay. It took me a minute, and then I had to find a place to save it. So anyone that has a Blog Talk Radio show. Now, what I found was this. If you have – well, you might not have this – well, you have other issues being on someone else's network. But if you are on Blog Talk Radio and you have – you're paying – you're only doing 30 minutes a week and it's free, after 30 hours, they start dumping your shows because they need that space for people that are paying. Okay. I just read the fine print because of our problem last week. So if you do a 30-minute show once a week, which is free, after 30 hours, they begin to dump the earlier shows. Fine print.
Girl, so you just made it because you're at show 55 and they would have started dumping it at show 60.
Absolutely.
Because your shows are a half an hour.
Yes. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
It showed me it's like 24 hours of your 30 hours. I'm like, I mean, it was like, it doesn't even say that. It says 24 of your 30. I mean, you know me in numbers. I'm like, oh, what? Oh, I got me 24 points.
Oh, boy.
24 points. I'm winning. I got me a B.
And anybody else, it would have been hard for me to believe that, but with you, I believe it.
And I was like, woo, my shows must be, I'm rated like 24th.
And for your listeners that don't know, we are talking to someone that drove by signs on the highway that said gas exit. And didn't understand that they can get off and get gas at that age.
I was like, gas? That's so stupid. Until I needed gas, and I realized I kept going to need off these exits. Okay, so I'm out in the middle of the night doing what I probably shouldn't be doing out, right? And so I'm running out of gas, and I go to my account, and... Okay. And my deposit didn't go through, right? And so literally the cards I had, I'm like, I have no money. I don't know what to do. I tried to transfer. So then I tried to transfer from one card to another, and I transferred it, and it didn't go through. I'm like, well, I don't have any other options here, you know? So I call Mary. I'm like, she's like, it's like 2-3 o'clock her time, a.m., right? I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know what to do. And she's like, well, are there places you can get gas? I'm like, well, every exit you can get gas. And that's when she knew she needed to stay on the phone with me because she said, no, Shirley. Most of the signs will say gas, whatever. You had to be there. It was pretty pathetic. And she's like, what am I supposed to be able to do for you right now? You can't – something really – remember, it was really weird. It finally posted about what? 20 minutes after the transaction, where it usually posts instantly, so it was very scary.
When you finally realized that you could get off at the where the little picture of the gas station meant that there was gas at the exit?
Yeah. I was like, oh, because I kept getting off at these other exits. And I'm like, you know, I mean, I did have enough gas, but at some level I needed more, you know? And so I kept getting off. I'm like, there's no gas stations here. And she said, well, don't you see the sign? I'm like, well, every corner should have a gas station. Yeah. Anyway, so that's when she realized that as intelligent as I am, I can show signs of being really not that smart. Anyway, so thank you,
Mary. Having blonde moments.
I have them a lot. But yeah, the 24, I swear, I thought I was like, that was like my show was doing really well. Shut the hell up. So anyway, for family, hold on. My dog is, can you hear him?
No.
Mary, can you hear the dog? Okay, good.
No.
He's really being bad right now. Okay, good deal. Okay, so now let's do some serious stuff. Last night I was with my mom and her friend, Judy is here visiting. It's like my mom's really good friend. And my God, have you guys ever listened to not just parents, but older people have conversations? They're my mom, and I've known Judy for like 100 years, right? I listen to these niggas. I laugh so hard because they be having these conversations that have no beginning, have no end, and just be cracking up. And I'm like, it has nothing to do with just being old. It has to do with they know each other for so long. They'll be like, yeah, girl, huh, yeah, cool, and papa. And you're just like, wait, you know. So anyway, we're prepping the house for this huge storm. So Judy's in there going, well, we live on a hill. What you mean, huge storm? We're good. It's to be a problem here. Well, as you guys are familiar with or have heard, Hurricane Hillary or Hillary's cousin or whatever is hovering over Los Angeles. And Mother lives on a hill. And Mother's responsible for about half a block or not more of land, I swear to God, from the top of the hill where we are all the way down to one of the major intersections, I mean, roadways, Glen Oaks. If you know anything about where we live, it's Glen Oaks and Osborne. So if the hill gives out, my mother, her land will take over the whole street. Okay, I mean, it's serious. I mean, we joke about it. But, you know, for years, it's pretty stable, so there's no problem. The problem that we have in Los Angeles when it comes to these storms, it's not that, it's rain. It's just that we don't have any proper drainage. And I don't know why they're not saying that on the radio or the television or anything when we talk about this hurricane. You know, the problem is this. The pounding of rain for a long period of time won't allow the rain to drain. But even if it did, our drains are so full of people. I'm just joking. I didn't mean that. Our drains are never clean, and they're just, you know, and it's just disgusting. So what's happening, they're preparing for the drains to flood, and that backs up, and that's where it's going to be a problem. Because even here, my mom, the top of the hill, in the backyard, we have great drainage, but it's not going to be helpful if we have drainage in the middle of the hill going down the hill. There's another set of drainage, but if that goes throughout all the houses on this hill, so you know the problem is drain. Is it going to drain? So if it doesn't drain, California will be in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Is that it? What ocean is it, Mary? I'm not really smart when it comes to water.
Yes, you were correct. Well, okay, wait. I think it's the Pacific.
See, and she's bright.
Oh, yeah, the Pacific.
There you go. Just put it, the water over there by the
let's
Venice
just say,
Beach.
Let's just say an ocean. Don't matter
ocean
it is. An ocean. but can
honestly,
I tell you that this is the first time I'm hearing about this? I literally just had to look this up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. I have some friends that had
parties
planned
TV.
For today's weekend. Well, I heard, well, you know, I'm about to re-race this, and I only have 3 minutes. I wouldn't give you enough time to rebut it. But, you know, white folks, y'all kind of weird. But it's true. I mean, I stop watching TV at night now, and I sleep very well, but... You know, but you mean to tell me
I don't watch
what
TV
do you
at
know?
All.
Last week you didn't know about. I know, but last week you didn't know about the Alabama man. You know what? Aren't you over there somewhere?
I knew about it. I just hadn't seen the video. I have since then seen lots of video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Well, you don't get to talk about it right now because we'll talk next week. Everyone next week, Mary, will be on the show.
I
want to hear
it right now anyway.
Yeah, no, you're not, because we're going to go head to toe on that shit. Because Mary is actually fair. She's white.
How the fuck we going
head
to toe? What you think, I'm taking the white folks' side? How the fuck we going head to toe?
She don't even realize by default, being white, you're going to see some of the white side. And that's what we like.
Oh,
I mean,
by default?
You're allowed to see what
wait.
You are. Yeah, you're white. You're white. By default, you
whoa,
should
whoa,
see
whoa,
the
whoa,
white
wait.
Folks'
by
side.
By default. Wait, by default, I take the white folks' side? That's some bullshit.
No.
See, that's some bullshit right there.
Don't it feel good when, as a white person, you just, this is how you guys, you know, you're privileged for, you know, I'm just giving you, I'm just saying. Not a bad thing, Mary. We got 1 minute, so we'll go off on this. Not a bad thing, but you are white. And
okay,
you see things differently by default. Because I was
How do white people, because the color of my skin, my eyes see differently as a default?
Privilege.
Does that
yeah.
have to do with upbringing, though? We should do a show about this next week. Does that have to do with upbringing?
We do, we will.
With being things that are
I don't know
taught
what the fuck. It's y'all,
like
nigga.
So,
it's, excuse me. It's I don't know. You're white. I don't know. We're going to go into that. But I can tell you
what
by default.
You,
I knew what it meant
what?
When that man threw that hat up. I knew what that shit meant. Your white boys decided to be stupid. We will talk about it because I love you, sister girl. Here, you got 30 seconds. Do your show. Come on.
Okay. Join me here on Blog Talk Radio, the J. King Network. Every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Eastern. You like how I got that time zones down packed this time, don't you? I ain't telling you to look your shit up. So join me right here on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday for Mary Had a Little Cancer. And we're going to switch some stuff up, not just talk. We don't just always talk about cancer, but we're going to switch some stuff up and start talking about some other things because, you know, we can only beat the cancer into the ground so much. But
thanks, okay. Cheryl.
All right. Thank you. I have just a few minutes left. You know, the basis of Looking for My Give a Fuck is about having hard conversations with friends. And you hear us going back and forth, but we will explore it next week. Until then, you guys, have a great week. Keep making great memories. Bye, Mary. Thank you again. Take care, everyone.
Bye, beautiful.
Bye.